Something wicked is coming this way, and only fools are ignoring the signs. So it's time you became a financial prepper like thousands of others. Gold can travel anywhere. It's international. It's its own currency. Allocate to gold now, the timeless safe haven asset. Open an IRA with Noble Gold Investments to physically hold coins and bars, and let real, tangible gold, not just paper, save your portfolio as the economy burns again. Right now, Noble Gold Investments offers a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with every qualified IRA. Just use the promo code GOLD to claim your free coin and secure your family's financial future. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now. NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Welcome, welcome, everybody, to this channel. Today, I'm going to give you an update based on a story that we covered previously, which, of course, was the incident involving Kevin Durkin that I had speculated could be a potential knockout game situation. Now, I have updates from the family. You guys managed to get them in contact with me in under 2 hours of the video going live. But first and foremost, I want to go over the fact that you guys stepped up in an incredible way to fund the Give, Send, Go for the family, which at the time of me recording this video is over $13,000 towards the $15,000 goal. I cannot tell you how honored I am to have you guys hear a story from me and step up in that way. I cannot express to you what it felt like for me to send the link to the Give, Send, Go to the mother, have her open it while I was verifying her identity over a video chat, and see her reaction, see the husband's reaction, and even see a bit of reaction from the young man that's at the center of all of this. So thank you so much. Honestly and truly, from the bottom of my heart, I really appreciate it. And I didn't mention this in the previous video, but I'll mention it right now. One of the reasons why this story stuck out to me amongst the many other stories that I chose to highlight was obviously the lack of description in the news, was obviously the potential knockout game implications, but it's also due to the fact that I actually have a member of my close immediate family that is going through some serious dental work, and I can see in him how depressing it can be to go to the dentist time and time again and lay out thousands of dollars in order to fix that. Now, because of you guys, because of this platform, because of your support for me, my family member does not have to worry about the cost of those procedures. My family member can be taken care of, but even then, it is still mentally distressing to go through. It's a painful process. And for you guys to step up and make sure that the Durkin family doesn't have to pay the cost, it's unbelievable. I genuinely am stunned, and in a good way. So I cover these stories all the time on this channel. Usually they're tragic, they're horrific, they have broader policy implications, which are terrible policies, but you guys made it a little bit better, and I really appreciate that, and the family really appreciates it. Now, as promised in my previous video, 100% of the proceeds minus whatever transaction fees charged by Give, Send, Go will go to the family, and because you guys put me in touch so quickly, I was able to designate the boy's mother as the recipient of the funds. As you can see on the page, there is an update. It says clearly that she is the recipient. So just so you know, that is all 100% taken care of. I did it the day of the video. I was happy to do so. And all of the money will be going to the appropriate party. On top of that, I didn't realize this at the time, even though I did search, but the family did start their own GoFundMe page. It's about $2,500 at the time of me recording this video. If you want to donate to there, I will link it in the description. Obviously, I chose Give, Send, Go because it's an alternative page, but if you combine the two, they're actually over the $15,000 mark, which I really appreciate. Now, my ego tells me that I want you guys to get the Give, Send, Go over the 15K threshold, but again, That's all about my ego, and you guys have already done above and beyond what I even expected, so I really appreciate it. Now, we have to get into the thing related to the case, because I think it's important for me to correct some of my speculation from before.
Mark Rebay, they tell me it happened at this Phoenix In-N-Out Burger off of Tatum Boulevard and Deer Valley Drive. They say their son was leaving when he was sucker punched by someone wearing brass knuckles.
Now, I believed, based on what was described and what was not described, that we were dealing with a knockout game situation. I also thought, because this happens to be a standard practice among many media outlets, that they were not describing the suspect who was still on the loose because the suspect happened to be a black male and this is something that they wanted to cover up. Now, to be clear, I asked the parents straightforward after we got through all of the work in order to make sure they received the money, and they told me that the suspect was actually a white male. Turns out we're dealing with a repeat juvenile offender, so it is a phenomenon that I have covered on this channel before, but it happens to be this new era of soft-on-crime in terms of school discipline and soft-on-crime in terms of juvenile offenders. Now, I am awaiting an arrest. Up until the point where there is an arrest, I will not be talking about the details of the case. The family has been advised by detectives, which is a standard protocol, not to do so. But to be clear, to be transparent, the suspect was a white male. I did speculate that he was a black male, but I don't want to have it out there in the world that they're looking for some random black guy when in reality they are looking for a white person.
That's because just a few days ago, Kevin and his friends were leaving this In-N-Out Burger just after midnight when his parents say Kevin was sucker punched by someone wearing brass knuckles.
Four of his bottom teeth were knocked out and one of his top front teeth was shoved back in.
Brittany remembering that terrifying phone call.
They were all screaming. They were very frantic. I'm missing my teeth. My teeth are gone.
Kevin was rushed to the hospital. When his parents arrived, they say he was covered in blood. The next day, when they went to the restaurant to talk to management about the incident, they found Kevin's teeth still in the parking lot.
Now, hopefully, they are closing in on an arrest, and as of right now, while an arrest is still pending, I'm just going to leave it there because, again, what I talked about with the family behind the scenes that they were told specifically that they could not share, and the information that they just would not tell me based on the fact that the detectives told them specifically not to share certain information. But to be clear, we are dealing with a white male suspect, not a black male suspect. On top of that, the story is even more brutal than I could have possibly imagined. And again, this was cut from the local news. They told me that essentially they did a 30-minute plus interview with the local news, which is a standard practice, and it was cut down to an almost under 2-minute segment, as I showed you in the previous video. Apparently, the suspect in this incident actually used not only a standard brass knuckle, but a brass knuckle with spikes, so it was meant to do more damage. It was, in fact, a sucker punch. It was after the altercation involving the car. There was another boy who was also hit by this individual who suffered from a concussion, and all around, it just so happens to be one of the more horrific incidents that we highlighted on this channel, especially considering the young age of the person involved. Again, a 15-year-old lost a huge portion of the teeth after he had his braces on. And one of the things that I found incredibly tragic to hear from the mother, because you hear in the story that he got his braces off somewhere around February, so he had only had his smile for a couple of months.
Kevin Durkin had just gotten his braces off.
He's very excited about his pretty new smile.
He had them off for about 3 weeks, but now his parents, Brittany and Brett, say it will cost about $15,000 to get that smile back.
Is that this was the first time that she saw her son really smile in years. And this is the kind of thing that parents tend to notice, which is their kids being ashamed of certain parts of their body or stuff like that. So he had braces for a long period of time. And you guys know, you've seen kids with braces. You've seen kids that are uncomfortable with braces. They tend to non-teeth smile or anything like that in order to cover up what they're trying to cover up because they don't like the way that that presents to the public. Now you end up seeing all these photos that they took, and they took a lot of photos once he got his braces off, where the kid is smiling ear to ear. And for this to happen to this young man after the family went thousands of dollars into the hole for braces for the orthodontist, and this is a working family, was especially tragic, especially when you factor in the personal reasons that I chose to highlight this story and why I was so upset in that previous video. And believe me, I am still upset. Believe me, I'm awaiting an arrest. And when we do get an arrest, I will update you on this story because I want this person off the streets. If they're a repeat offender, if they're somebody who's cut break after break after break by the system, by the school system, I do not want them to be just plopped back out in the public to do more damage. I want them to face the consequences of their actions because apparently this is not the first time something like this has happened, but I want to make for damn sure that it's the last time that this person can just wreak havoc with impunity. Now, as for the surveillance video, at this moment in time, I do not have the surveillance video. If I did...
A human catastrophe is closing in. Nobody knows how far this one is going to go. You can feel the heat as tension is rising globally. War is expensive. Open a Noble Gold Investments IRA today, and you can claim a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin. Just use the promo code GOLD. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
I would be playing it for you guys right now. Why were you expecting me to roll to a clip? I just said I didn't have the surveillance video. But that being said, law enforcement does have the surveillance video. The mother has advised me that she has not seen the video. They're doing the whole, it's an ongoing investigation thing. We can't reveal any information. And this is one of the reasons why I've actually advised them to reach out to civil attorneys so that they can hold this person financially accountable. And they will be able to get access to the case information because a lawyer can do things and subpoena things that a normal random person is not able to do. Now, the parents released a statement to me. They can't really talk so much about the investigation, but a lot of it was very sweet and very endearing. So I want to share the overall sentiment for you guys. So first and foremost, they are upset and very distressed by the fact that the suspect in this case appears to be a repeat offender. They're upset that the school system, that law enforcement, that the court system appears to have cut this young person break after break after break. Now, to be clear, from what I'm told, the suspect is in fact an adult at this point in time, and they have a long history of juvenile offenses that have happened in the past. Now, obviously, they wanted to make it clear, and again, this is one of the things that I find that everyday people do that is incredibly moving, that they understand the difficulty that teachers and school administrators and all these different people have when they're dealing with young people with disciplinary problems, and they don't want to come down so harsh on the school systems that were involved in this perpetrator's life and all that. And honestly, genuinely, that is incredibly moving to me, how just regular people tend to be that way when it comes to teachers and all that. Like, people who are decent, kind, and honorable tend to show more empathy for unknown people that have failed, that have led to a series of dominoes that have fallen for their person, their son, to be victimized than the perpetrator even considers in that moment. So honestly, I was very moved by that portion of the statement, but still, I don't agree with that. I think that if you saw the signs of this kid, if you saw other people being victimized, and you participated in a system that allowed him to escape consequences time and time again, and that led to my son getting his teeth knocked out, I would have enough with it. I'm not thinking about the teachers or anything like that. But again, that's where me and the family of this young man are completely different. That's where me, the jaded YouTube man who's talking about these cases nonstop, is distinct from somebody who's just experiencing this and had all of this come into their lives like a freight train. So I really appreciate that portion of the statement. It gives me some perspective to step back and realize how the victims of these incidents and their family tend to react versus me, again, watching a news clip or reading an article, speculating on it, tends to react. Now, while I am moved by the sympathy that they have for these teachers or school administrators or people who were involved in the perpetrator's life before, I do want to point out that they also said that they wish somebody somewhere down the line would have put their foot down. They wish somebody would have interfered. Somebody would saw the signs and reacted and actually put some consequences on this young man to make sure he was not there on that fateful evening in that In-N-Out parking lot to affect somebody else. Every single day, we are getting more information related to the history of this perpetrator. Every single day, we're finding out that he could have been stopped at so many different points. And honestly, it's an incident like this, a lengthy juvenile history that should have been an indicator to people in power that they need to do something, that really gets me angry at policies like Raise the Age, which is what it's called in the state of New York, or whatever equivalent they have in Arizona, because these policies have been implemented nationwide to a certain degree. I'm sorry, but this idea that if you're a day under the age of 18 at the time of your juvenile offenses, that somehow that means you're a baby and you should have way less consequences never made any sense to me. Because as we've seen with this incident, now that the alleged perpetrator is over the age of 18, giving somebody a million slap on the wrist, a million second chances, a million deferred prosecutions, a million sweetheart plea deals does not stop them from committing violence when they turn an adult. It does not prevent them from victimizing other people. It doesn't prevent them from victimizing children. And I've had enough of it. And everybody should have enough of it, because what we're seeing time and time again is the consequences of this willful ignorance to the fact that your peak offending years in terms of being a young man happened to be age 14 to 24. We have to acknowledge that reality. We have to stop pretending that 14 to 18 year olds, as long as they're within that range, but never over the age of 18, are babies and they can't understand their actions, and hold them accountable. Anyway, I really, really genuinely hope that we get an update on this story, that there has been an arrest made, and hopefully there will be some consequences implemented in the perpetrator in this incident. I'm also incredibly hopeful that any kind of civil litigation can result in a settlement or something for the family, because we not only need for the perpetrator to be held accountable, but we also need for some kind of deterrent effect, and I'm all for it in the civil and in the criminal context, if applicable. Now, I want to emphasize again how grateful the Durkin family is for your support to their family, to their son, in their hour of need, and how much they appreciate it. However, I do want to add this point, that these people did not choose to be victimized. They didn't choose to have their story put up on my channel, and I would appreciate it if you guys respected their privacy. If you find images of the damage of their son, don't share them out. Don't plaster them across the internet. They're hopeful that eventually they will be able to go back to a normal life, and I think it would be great of all of us to respect their privacy in that regard. Now, once again, thank you to absolutely everyone who donated to the GiveSendGo campaign. Thank you to absolutely everyone who shared the video. Maybe you couldn't donate, but you allowed other people to see it. Thank you to people like Nuance Bro and Lauren Southern for signal boosting the fundraiser on Twitter. I really appreciate you guys for doing that, among many others. I can't name absolutely everybody, but thank you if you did anything related to that. Thank you to people who liked the video. It boosts up the video in the algorithm so more people can see it and more people could donate, and I just appreciate you guys so much. It is so nice and lovely to know that there is a section of my audience, and it's not all of you, because some of you are definitely bad folks, but there definitely is a section of my audience that are kind, good people that want to help and want to actually create the actual justice in the world. They want to restore the victims to where they were, and they're not in it just to go after the perpetrators. Although, to be clear, we definitely want to go after the perpetrators over here, but it's important to see that, and I've seen that reflected from you guys so many different times. That incident in Chicago where the baby was killed, you guys stepped up. I can track to the minute that video uploaded when you guys started flooding that family with donations, and it's just genuinely humbling for me to make goofy videos where I throw in jokes about reporters becoming vigilantes, beating up people in San Francisco, that the people who enjoy that also want to step up when it matters the most for the people who are victimized. I don't know exactly how to react to that. I'm sure at some point when I go full supervillain, I will use this power I have over you for evil. But right now, we're doing good, and I really appreciate that. And actually, let me clarify, you're doing good, and I really appreciate you. You guys stepped up. You made this happen. I didn't do anything. I created a Give, Send, Go, put my name on it, and guess what? I get all the credit when you guys are the people who did everything. You guys are the people who made it happen. You guys are the people who watched it. So again, thank you guys, you out there in the audience, you specifically, you, yeah, I'm talking to you, yeah, I could see you. First of all, put that thing down while you're watching my video, and thank you very much. But hey, those are just my thoughts. Let me know your thoughts down in the comments below. If you like the video, you show them by leaving a like, subscribe for more content, follow me on all my social medias, support me via the support links in the description box of this video. This has been me talking about what you guys have done. Till next time.